DJ, how's that cupcake tasting after your performance today?
Nah, the cupcake is tasting good. I can't lie to you. I don't usually eat sweets, but try something new.
Obviously, you got a pretty big day. We know you're a fisherman. If you could describe your game today in terms of fishing, what would a day look like in the life of DJ Gidden?
On fishing terms, probably say going out there and catching probably like a 20-pound catfish. And then on the cool at night, enjoying the weather, that's it.
Well, how would you describe your game? You had an opportunity, maybe Big 12 Player of the Week potentially. What went well for you today?
I got a shout out to the O-line for real, and Will for trusting me throwing the ball, and the O-line making holes. That's really what it was, and I tried to make one or two people miss, and that's really what it was for real.
Do you have a favorite touchdown of the four?
I can't really remember. Probably like the second one, I think. Where I can't really remember. I ain't gonna lie. If it was second or third one, but I bounced it outside and then kind of cut it back up to the middle. But yeah, that's probably my favorite one.
DJ, what was kind of going through your head when the coaches said, "Hey, we're gonna lean on you this week. We're gonna give you the ball a lot."
Yeah, it was. They was on me a lot this week, especially since the. About Monday, Tuesday, all the coaches, they kept on talking to me. It was in my ear, and it felt good to be able to be someone they could trust and lean on. So I'm proud that they do that.
Biggest surprise, 30 carries or 8 catches?
Probably 8 catches. 8 catches. For I'm not too used to getting too many catches out of the game, so probably catches.
Did you put any pressure on yourself to step up with Trayshawn being out?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't put pressure on myself because, like I said, the coaches, they'll tell me, "Oh, we just be you, just do yourself. Don't put undue pressure on you, ain't no pressure on you. And just play free." And that helped me a lot this week, just being out there. They told me, if you mess up, you mess up. If you don't hit a hole, you don't hit a hole. So I was just playing free, no pressure.
What do you think you proved as a running back today?
Probably just versatile. I could catch the ball. I run the ball and catch the ball. More versatile, make a cut or two.
Were you a little surprised that you're almost involved in nearly half of K-State's plays? You had 10 targets and then 30 carries.
Was I surprised?
Yeah.
Not really. Like I said, the coaches, they would tell me all week, like we counting on you. We counting on you. So, like I said, I already knew it was coming. I just couldn't let them down.
Talking to Dez, you know, he said sometimes you guys just kind of sit back and I can't believe the two kids from around the area here are doing this and to have a big night for you and on the other side for him having a great night. How cool is that for you guys?
No, that feel real good. I was talking to him after the game, talking to his people, and we were just congratulating each other, bro, because it feel good being from, like, the same area and playing good. It feel good.
How many family friends were here tonight?